Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jonathan Hick, fund manager at Teek PLC. That's TEEC ticker, which is an investment trust managed by Triple Point Investment Management. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Good to be on.
Now, before we get a bit into detail of what you're investing in and what you're doing, just if you could, for people not familiar with Teek, just give us a brief overview of what you're all about, please.
Sure. So Triple Point Energy Efficiency Infrastructure PLC, or Teek, is about investing in more efficient, lower carbon energy systems that help us transition to net zero. That could be through investing in generation, investing in through demand reduction, or investing in storage. And what we're aiming to do is reduce the carbon intensity and deliver CO2 savings to society whilst saving people money on electricity and leading to a more affordable system as well.
Yeah, a huge, very, you know, hot area. So first of all, take us through some of the investments you've made, if you could, Jonathan.
Sure. Well, what I might do is just very briefly set out our, I guess, investment horizon, our investment overview, and then I'll talk to a couple of investments within each of those space, if that works. Yep. So we've got three main segments, which is investing in, I guess, supply or generation of energy. That's, you can think about a wind farm or a solar farm. Electricity then sort of flows down through the transmission system and is, in some cases, stored for when it's required in, say, battery storage systems. And that's the part two of our three pillars of the fund. And the third pillar of the fund is then on the demand side, which is kind of called behind the meter. And that's about investing in more reducing demand at the meter. So that might be through installing LED lights, for example, or through enabling on-site generation. So that might be for funding rooftop solar. And so those are our three pillars of supply, transmission, and on the demand side. So investments we've done to date kind of neatly fit and map into that investment thesis. So on the starting with our supply, for example, we've invested in a portfolio of 9 run-of-river hydroelectric power assets up in Scotland. And that's quite different. There's not many sort of investment trusts with hydro in their portfolio. So we think that's quite interesting. And I can talk more about those if that would be of interest. Mm-hmm. The second segment is we invested in a portfolio of battery storage assets located across the UK, 4 different assets with different durations and different power outputs. And finally, we've invested in 3 CHP, which are combined heat and power units, which provide both heat and electricity to an agricultural grower, actually the UK's biggest tomato grower. And finally, in the post-balance sheet period of this year, we invested in LED lighting systems for a FTSE 250 logistics business. So we think that demonstrates our investment thesis of investing in all aspects of the energy system, from supply through to demand, to make it more efficient and lower carbon.
Yeah. Explain that. You're pointing towards that there, but how are you different from other sort of investment energy trusts then, Jonathan?
Yes. So I think there's two things I'd really highlight there. So we are investing across the whole system. There are lots of great investment trusts out there who are focused solely on solar or focused solely on wind or solely focused on battery storage more recently. We are investing across the whole range of the energy system because getting to net zero, we think, just can't rely on one single technology. It's going to be a mixture of technologies all working across every aspect of the energy system to decarbonize it and to get us to net zero and to stop wasting electricity and deliver a more affordable electricity price. So that's why we're different, because we invest across the whole spectrum. And what that means for investors really is probably three things that are different in terms of their risk and return profile. First of all, you're not exposed to any one single technology. Mm-hmm. So you've got a whole range of technology diversification. I've mentioned four different technologies we've invested in. Our pipeline's full of a lot more. And that diversification is good from a risk perspective for investors. Mm-hmm. The second point is, when you're investing across a range of technologies, often you find yourself investing in different parts of the capital structure. So what that means is doing a mixture of debt and equity investment. And we think that's a really sensible mix of risk of different types of return, with good downside protection from our debt investments, good opportunity for upside in our equity investments. So again, that is, I think, really unique, actually, in the investment trust marketplace. And so those are probably the two factors I would say are really different: the kind of range of technologies, that holistic solution, and then also that the sort of mixture of debt and equity make us truly unique, I think, in the market.
Yeah, and from sort of an investor's point of view, you know, what's the aim of the fund?
So I guess from an investor's perspective, we're a sort of income-paying investment trust. So we pay a dividend of 5.5 pence per share, and we're targeting a 7-8% NAV. So a little bit of sort of NAV growth, but predominantly an income play. And so what we're doing is trying to invest in long-term assets. So our hydro assets have a sort of 50-year time horizon, for example. And we're trying to provide, invest in those assets with good long-term cash flows, good contractual income, which support the payment of that dividend over the long term. So that's what we're trying to deliver to investors through a diversified range of assets, mixture of debt and equity, and different business models as well, to deliver that income for those investors.
Yeah, yeah. And before we get into inflation, which everyone's talking about and everyone's sort of worried about at the moment, so how much have you invested so far then?
So we've committed £120 million, and I use the word committed because one of those facilities is being drawn down over time to fund the construction of the battery assets I mentioned before. So I think it's approximately £75 million deployed and around £120 committed. And that is the full commitment of our IPO proceeds. The trust IPO'd in October 2020, and we've raised a revolving credit facility, a sort of debt product, to help us fund the pipeline that we're seeing, which is quite considerable, as you'd imagine, in the net zero space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And one other thing on that, before we get into the inflation side. So these projects you're invested in, where are they in the life cycle? Are some of them in development? Are some of them now operational? Or what's the...
Yeah, good question. So we don't take development risk. That's quite, got a high risk premium, I would say, attached to it. And typically one would expect to be compensated with double digit returns for taking development risk. Mm. As we're targeting 7-8%, we target assets that are either being built out, mm-hmm. so what are called ready to build assets, or operational assets. Now, we are seeing, people have talked about yield compression. That's, high asset prices effectively for operational energy assets. So we're finding that having assets in the construction stage is particularly interesting at this point in time, to get a sort of a good quality risk adjusted return to investors, given the yield compression and hot prices in other areas.
Yeah, yeah. Inflation then. So, big figures out yesterday, exceeding analyst expectations, 10.1% CPI, that is.
Yeah.
But it's translating across the board there in other metrics. So how is that likely to impact your investments or the return there?
Really good question. And so I think it's important to look at what is driving inflation. And when you look at the key component, I think we all know it's energy prices. That is where people are feeling the pain out there. That is price. That's why inflation is where it is. And that's driven by one specific type of energy, gas, which is setting the price across the whole electricity system and driving higher prices for consumers and for businesses. So for us, we don't operate, we don't have gas assets that sell lots and lots to the grid. We've got behind the meter gas CHP assets. But fundamentally, our assets do still benefit from two factors, I guess, the rising energy prices and also the higher inflation expectations. And both of those lead to higher income for us. And so you saw, for example, our CHP assets that I spoke about, their revenues were double what we expected them to be when we invested in them. Our hydro assets have outperformed our expectations since we acquired, and they've been able to secure very attractive energy price power purchase agreements, they're called, so prices for selling our power. And it's important to note that a lot of our income is linked to inflation under government contract. So a really good example of this is our hydro assets. So the hydro assets benefit from something called the feed-in tariff, which people may know, and that's a government contract to subsidise generation of renewable assets. But the rate that the government pays, or through Ofgem, is indexed each period by RPI. So inflation is value, increases the cash flows of our investments. And that's obviously a positive for NAV, and it's a positive for dividend coverage as well. In the CHPs, again, the majority of the income there is also contractually linked to inflation. And so as a sort of a play for high inflation times, energy, and particularly our investment trust, is a really good place to be because inflation drives additional value for our investors.
Yeah, yeah. And before we get on to the three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add to their watch list, you mentioned this earlier, not many investment energy funds have hydroelectric exposure. Why is that and why have you chosen that?
Really good question. So there's only 400 run-of-river hydro assets in the UK. And we're a UK-focused trust. We don't spread ourselves into emerging markets. We stick to where we've got good understandings of jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. So there's only a small number of these, and they only really work still with subsidy. So there's not people aren't building more of them. And again, we think it's interesting because there's lots of places, frankly, people can buy solar exposure, and we'll come on to this shortly in the three reasons to invest. But if they want to just focus on solar or other technologies, well, that's fine. There's other places in the market. What we're trying to put together is a differentiated portfolio of assets with different technologies, CHP, hydro, battery storage, debt, LED lighting. That's not what you can buy in many other investment trusts or any other investment trust. So it's a differentiated exposure to different sorts of assets, which, as I've alluded to, have unusually high levels of inflation protection. Yeah. So that's, I think, what's, I think that's what's different there.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed, of course, and people have to hit those follow buttons to get on that list. So if you could, Jonathan, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Sure. Okay, well, I think investors at the moment, when you make an investment decision, we all know the principals are looking for risk and return. And in current times, I think people are also looking for sustainability and impact. So I'm going to use each of those three vectors, risk, return, and impact, to give you a reason to invest. So first of all, on the impact side, we're about transitioning to net zero. We've all seen with the recent droughts and then more recently floods, how important protecting our climate and our world is. And so investing in a trust which has that impact, that positive commitment to sustainability, is a reason to invest. And we're doing it in a more holistic, more systematic way than other trusts out there from all aspects of the energy system, which also is a positive financial point. And that leads me to my second point. So if the first point was impact, second is return. So inflation and power prices, as I've mentioned, drive better returns. We're in an inflationary market with high power prices, and that's why our assets are outperforming, and that's why our NAV was marked up in our most recent valuation of those invested assets. So from a return perspective, we're really strong because of inflation and power prices. And finally, the third is risk. You know, risk is a really important thing to think about. It's easy to forget that 2.5 years ago, there were negative power prices in the market, can you believe? And so having that differentiation, the differentiation point of multiple technologies, a range of different technologies across all aspects of the energy system, reduces risk to investors. So more impact, good quality returns linked to inflation, and diversification, which is reducing your risk, are the three reasons to invest in our trust.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Jonathan. Good to speak to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.